Going deep with Imani and Dan. Dave Smith filling in for Dan Schwartzman. Imani Toomer, of course, sitting there back in New York City. Boy, Imani, look who we got on the line right now. Larry Fitzgerald Sr. and, you know, Larry Jr., a great receiver in the NFL, as were you. So this is going to be some good stuff coming up here.
Should be.
Let's get him on the line right now. Larry Fitzgerald Sr. joining us here on Going Deep. What's up, Mr. Fitzgerald?
How are you guys this evening?
I'm doing great. And, well, you got a game going on tonight, a preseason game. Are you surprised Russell Wilson was in there long enough to throw 18 passes and two touchdowns in an exhibition game against the Vikings?
Yeah, it did. It surprised me that they let him, that Pete Carroll decided to let him play the entire first half. And I tell you, he's a great player. There's very little doubt about that. He's within an eyelash of what having two Super Bowl wins as a quarterback who's still in his 20s. That speaks volumes. But he proved to me again tonight that he's got a lot in his tank, and that the Seahawks, if they can keep him healthy and protected, that they're going to be a very good football team with his leadership.
What about the Vikings and their quarterback? What did you think of the performance tonight of Sam Bradford?
Well, you know, Sam Bradford's in a little different situation because they don't have the foundation from a running game standpoint with Minnesota, with the transformation of the offense going from a Adrian Peterson-led offense to a basically, we'll figure it out as we go from this point on. And I think they're trying to re-identify how they're going to attack people offensively. And so I think Sam Bradford is going to have to show that he can lead the Vikings down the field with the vertical game. And they hope that with Dalvin Cook that he's going to be able to give them the kind of sustained running attack and versatility out of the backfield catching passes. And also Latavius Murray, they signed him from the Oakland Raiders. He hadn't been able to get on the practice field. So there's some question marks with the Vikings. And, you know, with 2.5, 3 weeks to go, they've got to get some of those questions answered if they're going to be a team that can challenge to be in Super Bowl 52.
How healthy is Teddy Bridgewater right now?
Well, Teddy, you know, I think in his mind, he feels like he's ready, but the Vikings don't want to push that envelope yet because of the situation. He's still on his rookie contract. He had that terrible injury last year, and when they went out and brought in Sam Bradford, it was with the understanding that they wanted to make certain that they didn't rush Teddy back because they feel like he's their future, and that's why they haven't given Bradford a big contract yet, because they want to make certain that he shows that he can do the things that he was drafted to do when he came out of the, Oklahoma with the St. Louis Rams back in the day. So I think that's why they're being real careful with this situation, because you certainly don't want to throw a lot of money at a quarterback if he's not going to be there for you. And I don't think anybody in the league at the quarterback position, considering when they got drafted, what the salary cap was for rookies when he came in, has gotten more money guaranteed than Sam Bradford has as a quarterback.
Yeah, there's a lot of players that really need to prove themselves. And Laquon Treadwell, is a receiver at Ole Miss who didn't have the type of rookie season that they would expect because of some injuries and because of just transitioning from college to the NFL. There seems to be a lot of scuttlebutt saying that he is performing pretty well, even though he has that hamstring injury. What say you about Laquon Treadwell's his progress throughout this offseason?
Well, from what I've seen, he was very, very productive in terms of the OTAs, showing up on time, going over the film study, and working over some of the things that the coaches believe he needs to improve on. And, when you're a first-round pick coming into the National Football League, regardless of who you plan for, there is a on-the-scene expectation for you to come out and show that you can play at a potential to be whether a Hall of Famer or an All-Pro type player. And so he hasn't shown anything close to that. But I think so far this year, he has shown that he can understand what's expected of him, and then he can produce. He's done that so far in training camp. Unfortunately, the Vikings have so much talent now at the wide receiver position that he's not getting as many reps as, say, he would have gotten if they hadn't went out and picked up a Michael Floyd, or they didn't have the development of a Stephon Diggs. They've got guys that are producing down the field, and they're hungry to do so. And so he's going to have to be ready when he's called to prove that he's not a fluke.
Larry Fitzgerald Sr. joining us here, Vikings reporter for the Minneapolis Spokesman Recorder. Now, we talked about Russell Wilson earlier in the interview here. Now, Tom Brady and Drew Brees said they want to play till they're 45 years old. Russell Wilson said he wants a 25-year career now, so I guess he's going to play till he's 50. So with the new modern training techniques and guys taking care of themselves better, and Tom Brady with this revolutionary diet he's on now, do you think we can see guys playing into their mid-40s now? And, well, your son Larry, he's only 33. He's probably got 10 years left. He's just a kid.
Well, I guess if you'd have to give credit to the NFL Players Association on that one, because you know in the last collective bargaining agreement, the owners wanted to do one thing, and that was to cut that guaranteed money for rookies coming in half. They did that. The Players Association realized that that wasn't a battle that they were going to win. So they said, look, we're going to try and improve the on-the-field benefits and start protecting these players against themselves, because they didn't think the owners had any concern about protecting them. And so that's why they have limited the physicality of football in terms of how many times you can hit during the regular season, how many times you can hit during training camp. And I think for the longevity of the game and for each individual player, that is really what they should be looking at. And I think that's why you got players like Tom Brady and others that are being able to now say and think that they can play this game a lot longer because they're not having to do so much physical testing and being hit so many more times during practice as they used to back in the day when they started their careers.
Yeah, there's Dalvin Cook is a young player who's just starting his career. And you talk about the versatility. What have you seen from him that's caught your eye, if anything, so far?
That he's hungry. And that he's ready to take on the challenge of trying to be a great football player. And there are huge expectations for him because he's coming in with one of the best resumes for a football player coming into the National Football League as a rookie in a long time. I mean, I counted 40 to 45 plays, that he's had of 25 to 30-yard gains that he turns into, little dunk plays out of the backfield, he turns them into explosive 34-yard gains for touchdowns. And so for the Vikings, they need that. They need a guy who can not only run between the tackles and can get outside, but they can also keep him in on third down, slip him out of the backfield, and get him down the field to challenge the defense. So I think that's one of the reasons why they're really high on him. And the way he's playing right now, I got a feeling he's going to be the starting running back for the Vikings when the season starts off September 11th against the New Orleans Saints on Monday night.
Larry Fitzgerald Sr. joining us here, Vikings reporter from the Minneapolis Spokesman Recorder. Your son Larry, of course, Hall of Fame career. Certainly he'll be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Is this going to be his last year here? He's still really good, or do you think he'll go on after this year ends?
You know what? He and I, we talked only about his safety and about the love and desire for the game. And I can tell you he worked real hard this summer, just like he has every year that he's been a part of the Arizona Cardinals and in his career. And he hasn't talked to me about any end to the game. He recognizes where he's at. He also recognizes where the Cardinals are in terms of where Bruce Arians is. He had some health issues in the offseason. His quarterback, is a veteran guy who's been around for a long time. And so I think he is in a position where he wants to, from an individual standpoint, do everything that he can to help the Arizona Cardinals challenge and get to a Super Bowl, because that's a big piece for Larry Fitzgerald Jr. That's what he wants to do. And I got my fingers crossed that he can do that this season and help the Cardinals make that happen.
Yeah, I remember the last time they were the only time they were in the Super Bowl, Larry had a unbelievable game. I thought he had the go-ahead touchdown there until, you know, there was that last-minute touchdown by the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I know that's something that he's definitely gonna go after and probably get before we know it. But thanks a lot for your time, and glad that you had some time to spend with you, talk about the Minnesota Vikings.
Well, it's always a treat, and thank you guys, and I'm excited for another NFL season. Here we go, another couple of weeks, and they'll be counting for real.
Anytime. Thank you, Larry Fitzgerald Sr., for joining us. Vikings reporter from the Minneapolis Spokesman Recorder. And you know what, Imani? I think that, you know, Larry Jr., he was a ball boy for that 98 Vikings team that went 15-1 and broke all kinds of NFL records. You know, to this day, I feel cheated that we didn't get an Elway Broncos Super Bowl against that great Vikings team when Gary Anderson, his only miss of the year, was the one that could have put that NFC Championship game away. Ah, I was looking forward to that game. Randy Moss is a rookie in that Vikings team, and Randall Cunningham was the MVP going up against the Broncos. I'm still upset we didn't get that.
Yeah, and we got the Atlanta Falcons. Ugh. That was terrible.
Getting blown out.
It was not even competitive.
I tell you,
from the beginning,
that Chris Carter, Randy Moss, who was the third receiver on that team? Jake Reed, was it?
Robert Smith,
and what a great comeback by Randall Cunningham that year. Wow, that was one of the most fun teams to watch I can ever remember.
Yeah, I remember Robert Smith was a huge part of their team because of his versatility out of the backfield. You couldn't load up the box because you had great receivers with the safety, and you couldn't you couldn't play coverage, you know, because you had that running back that could sneak out of the backfield, and Robert Smith, he was a very underrated player.
Well, you know, Tom Brady, he says he's never had a cup of coffee in his life, Imani. He has no sugar. He has no salt. He eats it. What is that? That asparagus ice cream he eats? Is that what it is?
He's trying to sell a book.
Yeah, and he says That's he has no inflammation now. He no injuries. His arm never hurts. So maybe you can get on that diet and make a comeback soon.
I'm telling you, Father Time is undefeated, and you cannot eat sugar if you want to, but I don't know. I got to see it. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that are out there that you just kind of have to either you believe it or you got to see it, and I have to see it.
It's Going Deep with Imani and Dan. I'm filling in for Dan Schwartzman here at NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com.